Now, Brother Jeremy Navarro, a remote Bethel worker and pioneer elder from the Maythorpe congregation, will consider the next part of the symposium, Learn Courage from Creation, Mongooses.
Are you afraid of snakes? That's a common fear. In one survey, 50% of Americans said they were afraid of snakes. That was number one on the list. Number two, public speaking. And yet here we are. It's easy to see why snakes inspire so much fear. They're dangerous. A venomous snake, one bite, and it could be game over, the end of our life. Like a venomous snake, Satan the devil is very dangerous. Our life actually depends on our efforts to resist Satan's attempts to break our integrity. But unlike the anxiety we might feel with snakes, we don't have to be concerned about Satan. Why? Take your Bibles and turn with me, please, to Psalm 91. Psalm 91 gives us a promise from Jehovah that we can rely on. And keep your Bibles open here. We'll refer to a few more verses later. Psalm 91 and verse 13. Do you see it there? On the young lion and the cobra you will tread. You will trample underfoot the main lion and the big snake. So we don't have to be worried about Satan. And Jehovah promises we will be able to trample on him. Now, if you're checking your program right about now, don't worry. This part isn't about snakes. We're going to see in a video what we can learn from how Jehovah has equipped another fearless fighter. Let's watch.
Across southern Asia lives a small mammal that is surprisingly fearless. The Indian grey mongoose. This very creature is relatively small, typically measuring less than a meter or 3 feet in length from head to tail. Despite its small size, the mongoose is in fact a bold predator. It feeds on various small creatures, but the most famous of its prey are venomous snakes, such as the king cobra. Several species of mongoose, including the Indian grey mongoose, are known for their ability to kill venomous snakes. What protects the mongoose as it fights a venomous snake? The Indian grey mongoose's thick fur is composed of stiff hairs that stand erect when the mongoose is excited or angry. This fur serves as a protective layer to prevent a snake from biting into its flesh. However, if it is bitten, the mongoose has an internal defense mechanism, a tolerance to snake venom. The mongoose is amazingly fast and agile. When the snake strikes, the mongoose swiftly moves out of the way and avoids the bite. The mongoose also possesses incredible stamina. It can keep fighting until the snake tires out. When the mongoose makes its final attack, it strikes the snake at just the right location to kill it. The mongoose is endowed with defenses and abilities that enable it to fearlessly fight and defeat the snake.
What a video. Now, I don't know if mongoose make good pets, but if I lived somewhere where there was more snakes, I'd give it a try. Do you think we could think of some lessons together on how we can defeat Satan by seeing how Jehovah has given the mongoose defenses and abilities to protect itself? Well, just like the mongoose, we need to rely on what Jehovah gives us to protect ourselves from Satan's attacks. The first thing Jehovah gives us is spiritual protection. Do you still have your Bibles open to Psalm 91? Look in verse 3. Here he gives us another promise. It says, "For he, Jehovah, will rescue you from the trap of the birdcatcher." He'll protect us from Satan. But how? Notice verses 14 and 15. God says, "Because he has affection for me, I will rescue him. I will protect him because he knows my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in distress. I will rescue him and glorify him. So do you notice how Jehovah will protect us? Well, we have to call on him. Use his name, ask for help, and then he says he will be with us in distress. So what's the first thing we should do when we're faced with temptation or trial? Pray. Pray immediately and repeatedly, asking for Jehovah to deliver us. Now, Jehovah will give us things to help us, like stamina. The stamina to win the fight. You saw the mongoose. He is able to keep fighting while the snake tires out. We too need to rely on the endurance that Jehovah supplies. But now when Jehovah gives us endurance and strength, what are we going to do with it? Well, the mongoose, he wasn't sitting still, was he? In fact, he might have looked a little blurry on the screens because he's moving so fast. How can we stay on the move spiritually so that we're not a sitting target for Satan? Turn with me to Revelation chapter 12, please. Now, in Revelation chapter 12, we often read verse 9, because there it really indicates that Satan is the original serpent. And at the end of the verse, he's hurled down to the earth, so he's in all of our backyard. But notice verse 11. How can we stay on the move? It says, and they conquered him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their witnessing. Do you see the link? There's a powerful link between conquering Satan and being busy in the witnessing work. When we're active every week preaching the good news of the kingdom, we're not a sitting duck. We're a moving target that makes it harder for Satan to hit. Now, at times, Satan may confront us with direct attacks that we can't get out of the way of. How can we cope? Well, the mongoose has a built-in resistance to venom. Do we have anything like that? Think of to the time when Jesus was tempted directly by Satan 3 times. Do you remember how he replied? Each time he told Satan, "It is written," and then use the scriptures to fight Satan back. We can do the same thing. The scriptures, if we take them in, if we meditate on them, can help us to have a built-in immunity to Satan's venomous way of thinking. We can recognize and resist Satan's attacks. And just like the mongoose is able to get out of the way of most strikes, the scriptures help us to see his traps ahead of time and avoid them. The Bible tells us that if we do these things, we can oppose the devil and he will flee from us like the cowardly snake he is.